What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Star Wars podcast. Today we will be talking about the history of Thrawn and about the movie coming up with Thrawn. So without further ado, let's dive right in. The movie will be directed by Dave Filoni, who directed Rebels and the new Ahsoka show. The movie is based off of the book Heir to the Empire, which is the first book in a three-part series. The books take place 5 years after the movie Return of the Jedi, but that's all we know about the movie right now. If you guys want me to make an episode later, I will, but for now, let's hop into the history of Thrawn. Thrawn is a part of the Chiss species that are from the planet Scylla. Thrawn's story begins after he has been banished from Scylla and is on an unknown planet where a scout platoon of stormtroopers go by, and he puts on the armor of one of them and goes with them back onto their Star Destroyer, where he is eventually asked for identification, takes off his helmet, revealing he is a Chiss, which then eventually Captain Parkland of the Star Destroyer comes down with a translator that speaks Chiss, only to find that Thrawn already speaks Basic, which is pretty much the English of the Star Wars universe. Thrawn eventually impresses Captain Parkland so much that he takes him to Coruscant personally to meet the Emperor. The Emperor is eventually very impressed as well and eventually asks Thrawn to go to an Imperial Academy, where Thrawn eventually quickly rises up the Imperial ranks, impressing everybody until right before we see him in Rebels, Palpatine sends for him and promotes him to Grand Admiral. And we all know what happened in Rebels with Ezra eventually sending Thrawn and him away to exile on an unknown planet. And if you have not seen the Ahsoka show right now, I'm going to be talking about some stuff, so click off of this, go watch the show if you have not already, and come back. So I'll give you a second to do that. Alright, and for everybody that has seen it, we'll continue with the episode. Alright, so we start off the show with, we find that Ezra and Thrawn are still alive. We see that Thrawn has found the three mothers of Dathomir, and that we see he has a surprising amount of his forces, including he still has 4 gunships, 8 TIE fighters that we can see, and quite a bit of stormtroopers left. But eventually, we do see Thrawn escape his exile, come out of hyperspace on the planet Dathomir, which we all know from the Clone Wars. Now, with the information we have right now, so I'm being canon and sometimes legends during this, but we are led to believe that Thrawn is gifted a bunch of ships by his allies, for instance, Captain Pelion. And if you remember in the Mandalorian show, they talk about Thrawn's return. I'm sure all those generals there gave him some ships, but Thrawn eventually comes into contact with the Katana fleet, and which is a fleet of about 300 dreadnought heavy cruisers that help his cause significantly, and draw it significantly, and which he uses to attack the Rebel Alliance continually until eventually, at a final battle, his bodyguard betrays him, shooting him, and Captain Pelion orders the rest of the fleet to retreat, which then ends in the Thrawn campaign ending, and that was all we see of Thrawn. So, if you guys enjoyed this episode, I hope you all did. Please be sure to favorite the podcast, and I will see you all next time.